European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen blasted Russia and Russian President Vladimir Putin for his invasion of Ukraine, saying it has not only affected economics, geopolitics, or security architecture, but has also impacted the lives and livelihoods of millions of people around the world.
All of these impacts have one thing in common. They are massively and deliberately compounded by Putin's war. And this is a cold, callous, and calculated siege by Putin on some of the most vulnerable countries and people in the world.
Von der Leyen said the world is facing a collision of crises, facing food insecurity, debt distress, rising energy prices, supply chain, and the effects of extreme weather linked to climate change, all exacerbated by the invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. A defiant British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has insisted he is getting on with his job as he faced lawmakers Wednesday during the weekly Prime Minister's question session in the House of Commons for the first time since narrowly winning a confidence vote called by his own party Monday. Political analysts say Johnson's status as Britain's leader has been damaged after 41% of his own Conservative Party legislators voted for him to quit. Johnson says he plans to move on and focus on bread and butter issues such as clearing health care backlogs, tackling crime, easing the cost of living crisis in the country, and creating high-skilled jobs. Johnson's opponents, meanwhile, have taken delight in his problems. Opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer warned Conservatives not to give Johnson another chance. He said they want him to change, but he can't. Emergency responders in Germany Wednesday said a man has driven a car into pedestrians in a popular Berlin shopping district, killing at least one person and injuring at least eight others. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Large numbers of police, rescue vehicles and first responders congregate at the scene of the crash. Authorities say several of the injured are in a serious condition. Police say the man drove into people on a street corner mid-morning before getting the car back on the road and then crashing it into a shop window around a block further on. The driver was immediately detained and was being questioned. Police say they're trying to determine whether he deliberately drove into pedestrians or whether it was an accident, possibly caused by a medical emergency. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. drug maker Moderna said Wednesday its experimental COVID-19 vaccine, combining its original shot with protection against the Omicron variant, appears to work. In a statement, Moderna's president, Dr. Stephen Hoge, said his preliminary study results show people given the combination shot experienced a higher boost in Omicron-fighting antibodies than if they just got a fourth dose of the original vaccine. He said the company believes strongly that this data supports an update of the vaccine. Current COVID-19 vaccines are all based on the original version of the coronavirus. While they, especially when used with boosters, are still providing strong protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and death, the virus continues to mutate rapidly in ways that let it evade some of the vaccine's protections and cause milder infections. U.S. regulators and the World Health Organization are considering whether to order a change in the vaccine recipe for a new round of booster shots later this year, when cold weather in the Northern Hemisphere and children returning to school are expected to drive yet another surge in infections. Repeating the hour's top news story, the governor of Ukraine's Luhansk region said Wednesday Ukraine's military may have to pull back to stronger positions in eastern Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.